Good afternoon, folks. Your host, Ben Bueller Garcia, here on American Warrior Radio. Let's start with some history. On this date, December 18, 1865, Secretary of State William Seward issued a statement verifying the ratification of the 13th Amendment by the requisite three-quarters of the state. Thus added the words, "Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction." Those words were added to the United States Constitution formally on this date in 1865. Ironic that on this very same day in 1944, the Supreme Court upheld the wartime relocation of American citizens of Japanese descent to internment camps during the Second World War. At 5:30 a.m. on December 16, 1944, 1,600 artillery pieces began a massive 90-minute artillery barrage across an 80-mile section of the German Western Front in the Ardennes region. Thus began Germany's last major offensive of the Second World War, a bitter and brutal confrontation that came to be known as the Battle of the Bulge. By the time the battle concluded on January 25th, it would go down in history as one of the bloodiest World War II battles for U.S. forces, with over 100,000 estimated casualties. Tune in next week, and we have a special Christmas show with Douglas Dillard, who spent his first wartime Christmas at the Battle of the Bulge and deployed to two other wars, Korea and Vietnam, during Christmas. This man is in the Army Intelligence Hall of Fame. You're not going to want to miss that coming up next week. Let me read you a note from a United States Air Force Staff Sergeant dated November 14, 2016. "I'm currently serving the United States Air Force and on my fourth deployment in 12 years. While this is my first 365-day deployment, the family back home has to endure all of the life challenges without me. I have two wonderful women in my life, my wife of 8 years and our daughter who is 6. We may have one of the hardest jobs, having to leave our family behind while we are all serving our country, but that is nothing to compare to what our families have to bear while we are away. My wife is the most amazing person I know, working full-time as a church secretary. She still has time to take care of our daughter, two dogs, and the cat. This is no easy feat due to the fact that my wife is a paraplegic, paralyzed from her chest down, all because of a drunk driver. I'm planning on coming home for our mid-tour sometime in November. My wish is to surprise my family with something we've talked about for years but just haven't had the funds to do. Three Disneyland three-day park hopper tickets would not only be a dream for my wife, but for my daughter as well. She is always talking all about the princes and how she would love to meet them. But the most important thing for me would be the quality of time you can spend with loved ones, creating those lasting memories you would cherish for a lifetime. Thank you for considering my wish, and to all those who support these and other organizations that try to give back to all the brave men and women serving this great country." I read that note to you because there is an organization that made that staff sergeant and his family's dream come true. They're called VetTix. They're a nonprofit that has distributed 2,560,015 event tickets throughout all 50 states at last count, which was last night. Joining us today to give us an update on what VetTix is up to today is Steve Weintraub. He is their chief strategy officer. Steve, welcome to American Warrior Radio.
Thanks, Ben, and thanks for having me. And, you know, I always love hearing your intro, and if I wasn't already in the military, I think I would re-up. But, thanks for having me, and thanks for all that you do for our troops, our veterans, and their families, because, you know, one of the things is that a service member or a veteran is not, I don't see that as a singular individual. It's a plural, because in, you know, 99% of those times that service member or veteran has a family associated with him or her. And that could be significant other, children, or a sibling, or a parent, or a child. So, you know, it's really important that not only are we taking care of those veterans and those service members, because just like the testimonial you read, there's a family associated with that individual.
When Steve, I've got some more testimonials I want to read because it's important for people to hear these stories. But I mean, that you of course know of what you speak. You're a colonel in the United States Marine Corps Reserve. Steve, you've been to the Persian Gulf, Somalia, Iraq, Mongolia. I don't want to know what you were doing in Mongolia as a Marine, but I mean, you as a service member yourself, you've deployed, and have you spent any holidays overseas, Steve?
Yeah, you know, and I've spent, you know, my share of Thanksgivings, Christmases in Iraq, in Somalia, deployed at sea. So, yeah, I mean, I've spent my fair share, and I mean, my viewpoint on it is, you know, it sucks, but you know, we signed up for that. We voluntarily took that oath, and you know, just like in that the testimonial you read, it's not so much us, but it's the family that I think is more impacted by us being away during those holidays. So anything that we can do to, you know, help our families, their families, those families during the holidays is a bonus.
Well, Steve, I'm a big fan of VetTix. I know you're a relatively recent addition to the team there, but as we've discussed, you are a Marine. You enlisted in 1987. You do have both a Bachelor of Science and an MBA. You know about business, and you were, correct me if I'm wrong, you were just most recently the Vice President of Outreach and Alumni Relations for the Student Veterans of America.
You've got it. You nailed it.
Okay, so tell us real briefly, we've got about 2 minutes before the first break, Reader's Digest version, tell us about VetTix and why what you do is important for those families out there.
Sure. VetTix, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. And what we do is we receive donated event tickets to all different types of events. If it's sporting events, if it's family events, if it's cultural events, concerts, anything where there's a ticket involved, we receive donated tickets, and then we go ahead and we distribute those to veterans and service members. And we make sure we have a verification process to ensure that, you know, those veterans are honorably discharged or the service members are currently serving. And, you know, those service members, that includes active, guard, and reserve, as well as immediate family members of Gold Star families. So we distribute those tickets to those individuals so they can go and attend these events as a way to kind of take their mind off of things, spend time with friends, family, and to make up for lost time maybe during deployments, build memories, create memories, and every since we're a 501c3, every penny that we receive in donations goes to buying more tickets. That doesn't cover our operating costs. We operate at a 96% efficiency rate, so we're 4%. We operate at 4%, but like I said, every penny goes to buying more tickets.
Right, and that's outstanding. No one I know about nonprofits. That's a great great percentage, a very efficient way. Now, I guess that's the main reason you guys are ranked as a top rated nonprofit in the U.S. by the Great Nonprofits website?
Correct. Yeah. And we, you know, we're very conscious about our spending. And because we're always in the back of our minds, we're always thinking about our auditors. And, you know, in the military, we want to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money. And as a nonprofit, we want to make sure that everything we're doing is above board because we know that we're going to get audited.
Yeah, well, those auditors, God love them. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Ben Bueller Garcia, here on American Warrior Radio. We're checking back in with one of my favorite nonprofits. It's VetTix. It's an organization that exists completely to solicit and gather up event tickets, sports events, concerts, whatever it might be, for distribution to active duty military, their families, or veterans. Great show. This organization, ladies and gentlemen, they went from when they were founded in 2008, distributing 1,290 tickets, to, as I mentioned at the top of the show, over 2.5 million so far. Stick around. We'll be right back with Steve Weintraub, Chief Strategy Officer for VetTix. Welcome back to American Warrior. Ladies and gentlemen, your host here in the studio, Ben Bueller Garcia. On the phone, we have Steve Weintraub, who is the Chief Strategy Officer for the nonprofit VetTix, which is an organization that has distributed over 2.5 million tickets in all 50 states to members of the military, veterans, their families, Gold Star families, most importantly, as well, donations, so they can get out and enjoy some time when they are together. Let me just, here's another great story, Steve, I just have to share. My name is, well, I won't give you his name, he's a staff sergeant, active in the Army, serving as an airborne ranger for over 11 years with 9 deployments. Ladies and gentlemen, he's been deployed 9 times in 11 years, 3 times to Iraq, 6 times to Afghanistan. In 2012, while serving on my 9th deployment, I was injured by a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device. I've had 3 surgeries and countless hours of therapy. I've been trying to recover for nearly 4 years, and I'm currently away from my wife and 2 daughters for 3 months to attend a special rehabilitation program in Virginia to help with my physical injuries and traumatic brain injury. After the stress of being away the past few months, my wish is to take my family to Walt Disney World after I return home. So I'm asking for 3 military park hopper tickets to Disney World. Thank you greatly for the opportunity and consideration. Steve, that is a wish that Vetix has made come true. And if folks don't know it yet, I don't know what it costs. I mean, it's been ages since I was in Disneyland, but it's, what, about $100 a person, isn't it, per day?
Yeah, it's ballpark, yeah.
So Vetix did a survey, as I understand it, Steve, recently, and the number one issue that you received back, the feedback you got back from your veterans, was that the cost was the main reason that many military and veteran families are unable to participate in some of these events together, correct?
Yeah, that's right. You know, we survey our Vetix population from time to time, and we're actually at 484,000 Vetix members nationwide. And from time to time, yeah, we'll send out surveys and kind of find out what's important to them. And yes, that was a big one, because when you've got, you know, a family of, you know, maybe an E3, an E5, or a veteran equivalent, and, you know, they're not making a whole lot of money. Maybe they're making $40,000 annual household income. They don't have a whole lot of money, discretionary dollars, to go to events and to take their families to events. And, you know, that's important, especially as a kid, you know, going to a ball game with your dad, or, you know, going to see Disney on Ice, something like that. And so we really worked hard to make things like that happen for these service members and veterans.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a veteran or a member of the active duty military, or you have a friend or know someone who is, encourage them to visit vettix.org, vettix.org. As Steve mentioned, they are very careful about making sure the veterans or the military members register, so that you know your donation or the tickets that you're giving are going to actually help and support a military or a veteran family. Steve, there's basically two main programs that Vetix has. One is tickets for the troops, and the other is the Heroes Wish program. Some of those stories I read were wishes from your Heroes Wish program. Talk to us first about kind of the basic tickets for the troops. Walk us through how that works.
Sure. And so tickets for troops, that's really where we get donated tickets, event tickets, and we get them from event promoters, from venues, from teams, and even individual donors. Maybe you're a season ticket holder and you're not going to use your tickets, but you can donate them to Vetix. So we get these tickets and we make them available. We put them in our system. We make them available to our members. And what we do is, you know, obviously in the Tucson area, our Vetixers receive daily emails about events in the Tucson area. And you can expand the range of events where you want to, because maybe, you know, you winter in Tucson and you live in Minnesota the rest of the year. So you can, get information about, you know, events in those two areas. And so it's really a way to get the tickets to those individuals, those veterans currently serving, active guard, reserve, Gold Star family members, get them out to events in their area.
Now, Steve, cut us some slack. We've got listeners all over the country. You know, there's this new technology called streaming.
Right. Yeah. So yes, you are worldwide.
Yes, absolutely worldwide. Thank you. So if somebody's listening, or if they hear the podcast and there's any other place they want, you know, Disneyland, Disney World comes up in a lot of these notes that you get from your members. Obviously that's folks, people from all over the country travel to, but given that it's college bowl game season, I notice you've got some bowl games up there that folks can attend. You know, we've got one right here in Tucson where they're getting a lot of folks donating tickets. And, Steve, you're calling from Phoenix, correct?
Right, right.
Okay. So I know at an ASU basketball game, there's probably lots of seats empty, but you know, U of A tickets are hard to come by.
Right.
So, I'm joking, but obviously, folks, that's a good point. If you're a season ticket holder and you might not be planning to use your tickets for a game, or you're willing to skip a game, you're a season ticket holder, you're not going to miss it. Donate those seats to somebody who could really use them while they're here back home with their families. What, Steve? So you, I guess, what is the, for example, we've got a great organization here, Tucson Speedway. that donated, I think, something like $17,000 worth of tickets last year to the military. What is the most unusual donation you've ever seen to VetTicks for?
Well, that's a great question. And let me start off by saying we've been able to fulfill every hero's wish request that we've received, and that's over 100 hero's wish requests since 2008. The most unusual, which we were able to recently fulfill, was tickets to Hamilton. And so we got a request from an Army, I think it was captain, maybe a lieutenant, who was coming back from Afghanistan on leave. And, he wanted to take his dad to Hamilton. And So we all know how hard those tickets are to come by. And so one of our folks at VetTicks had some kind of backdoor contacts with one of the people on the production staff. And so they reached out to him. And lo and behold, we were able to get two tickets to Hamilton for this soldier to take his dad to.
Wonderful. And folks, whether you're in Tucson or listening anywhere else around the country, if you'd like to make a donation, as I mentioned, you can go to vettix.org or give us a call right now. The phone lines are open, 520-751-1041. You can talk to Steve and maybe make some suggestions. Heck, you can call in and pledge some tickets right now if you'd like. Steve, the one thing I like about your organization as well as you, the website is set up where it's very easy to facilitate someone making a donation. You know, you don't have to be a big organization like the Cardinals or the Coyotes or the U of A. I've seen donors on your website that are just given a buck or 10 bucks here, or 25 bucks there, or they go in and sign up and say, here's my tickets, Steve, you guys take care of them, make sure they get in the right hands.
Yeah, and so many of our donations are in the $5 amount. And with the number of, because a lot of times when our VetTicksers receive their tickets, on the back end, they're like, hey, I just got, $200 worth of tickets for $14.97. And, I'm going to kick in $5, to pay it forward. So, one of the things that you had mentioned about the donations, private donors or someone like, Tucson Speedway, is that when donors donate tickets, they get an in-kind gift receipt for the value of those tickets, so they can write that off on their taxes. But then what also happens is that we give them a private link. So after the event, the recipient of those tickets, if they choose to write a testimonial, that donor can see what that testimonial is, because our VetTicksers get incentivized for writing testimonials about their experience and taking pictures of them at the event. It's a way to incentivize, but, it's also a way to show our donors, that our VetTicksers appreciate the donations that they've received.
Wonderful stuff. And, Steve, when we come back, we're going to go to a break here, but when I come back, correct me, so the cash donations, it's not just the tickets. You guys are supporting maybe hotel as well or other expenses?
We just covered just the tickets.
Okay.
Tickets.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're talking about a wonderful organization, particularly around the holidays, for military families that are looking to get out and spend some time together, reinforce the family bond. We're talking to VetTicks, VetTix.org. Stick around. We'll be right back with Steve Weintraub, Chief Strategy Officer for VetTicks. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Warrior Radio. We're talking about VetTicks, one of my favorite nonprofits. Yeah, particularly around the holidays, these guys gather, literally 2.5 million tickets. They went from 1,290 tickets when they were founded in 2008 to over 2.5 million now. Joining us is Steve Weintraub, the Chief Strategy Officer for VetTicks. He's on the line. Randy, hold on. We'll get right back to you. Steve, we're talking about the tickets for the troops, and then also, a lot of these quotes that I mentioned are heroes' wishes. What I've read before were wishes that you fulfilled. You mentioned you've been able to fulfill every single one. Let me just read. This one is up on the website right now, pending fulfillment. My name is Donna. My sons and I lost the greatest man in our life 12 years ago in Iraq. My sons were 4 and 6 years old when it happened. All of us had talked about making plans to go to Disney World when he got back home, but that never happened. My sons are now 16 and 18 and still to this day want to go. My wish is to take my boys to Disney World. We are unable to go because of my current income. I just lost my son's Social Security money and lost my job. Out of all the wishes we could request, this one would help us feel more complete, doing what we would have done if my husband was still alive. That's some powerful stuff, Steve.
It is, and we get quite a few like that, and it's through the through the donations we get that we're able to fulfill those wishes. And when we read the testimonials of them after they've had their hero's wish fulfilled, it's pretty heartwarming. And it really, you know, our staff, we have a staff of about 17. It really makes us work that much harder to fulfill these wishes.
Okay, Randy, we've got a caller, Randy. Maybe Randy's got something to share here, maybe something to kick into the pot. Randy, what's your question or comment for Steve?
Well, I've got a couple of suggestions for Steve. Steve, I'm a promoter, and I have used your system to disperse tickets to the vets. And one of the things that I'd like to see an improvement is the ability for us to see how it is that you promote the show that we've given you. Because as a non-vet, I can't access and see that. That's the first suggestion. The second one is for people who have recurring events, we have to go in for each event and let you know how many tickets. I would just like to do it once a year and say, hey, for all of my shows, you got 100 tickets or whatever it is. So I only have to do it once, and I feel bad when I don't have the time to do that, and then I think, oh, we didn't have any vet show up at this show. I need to do that. So those are two suggestions that I have for you. I'd like to see improvement because I love to see the vets in my audience and enjoying the shows that we produce.
Great. Well, Steve, you got an MBA, some great suggestions there. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, number one, Randy, thank you so much for all the support you provide to us in the way of tickets and donations. And, I'd love to get with you offline. I'm sure Ben can get your contact information, and we can connect, because from your second piece, yeah, we can work something out with recurring events. That is not that difficult. We're very flexible in how we can make that happen. The first comment, we used to openly promote, show what events were coming up on our website so anybody could go and look at them. And what we found was we were getting a lot of browsers. So people would browse the site that weren't members, and they would be like, oh, you know, kind of like window shopping. So what we did was we made it to where you have to be a VetTix member to see what events are available. So we've kind of put that on the back end. And what we've noticed is that our membership has increased since we've done that. We're at for the month of December, we're at a daily average of 427 new signups a day. We basically did that. So if you're interested, become a member, and then you can take a look at those events. But the second part of that, yeah, we can make that work very easily.
Hey,
on the first part, I can't become a member because I didn't serve. I've got family who served, and I've got a son who served, but I can't access the site to view it. I can certainly donate, which is what I do, but it would just be nice for those who aren't members to be able to see how it is that you promote it or what it looks like. What are the people that are members seeing when they sign up to get the tickets?
But yeah, and we can kind of work that on the back end also. If we've got people that are, you know, donors or consistent donors, promoters like yourself, we can make that happen. It's the art of the possible there, because we want to make sure that, you know, we get maximum distribution and outreach.
There you go, Randy. We're getting it done. Hey, Randy, hold the line. Rhea is going to get your contact information. I'll put you directly in touch with Steve, and you guys can work out some of the details. Steve, that was my thought, is just if you have some regular donors or supporters like Randy, just maybe give them a password as if, you know, they were a member of the military or veteran community and problem solved.
And that's what we do for those types of donors. So thanks, Randy. And, because we want to make sure that they see what our Vet 6 members are seeing. So, yeah, we can make that happen.
Now, Steve, you've got a lot of, coincidentally, it seems like all this stuff is happening since they brought you on board. Is there a direct connection there, maybe?
Well, you know, if it looks like a duck and it quacks
yeah.
like a duck.
But, yeah, your growth and the amount of tickets you've distributed, you've almost, I want to say, doubled last year over 2015. But more importantly, let me ask you this. Is that being driven by higher awareness by the donors or by the fact that you're getting more military members registering or a little bit of both? Does one drive the other?
You know, it's a little bit of both, and it's kind of like binary stars, just in that, you know, what we've really opened up our aperture to is, you know, working with organizations that have outreach to military and veteran populations. So we've done a lot more promotion on social media and some other areas. And the other thing that we've done is we've really ramped up our strategic partnerships. And our strategic partners have done a great job in helping us get the word out about who we are and what we do. So, you know, some of our strategic partners are the Armed Services, YMCA, Enlisted Association of the National Guard, National Military Family Association, Armed Air Force Association. So we've got some really great strategic partners that what they want to do is they want to get the word out about Vet 6 to their demographics. So in a way, that's been really helping our growth.
Wonderful. And I tell you, I do briefings out at the local Air Force Base here at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base a couple of times a month, and particularly for the new airmen, the FTACs, the young men and women right out of basic or technical school that don't have a lot of cash or in a new, you know, probably a new place in the country. This is a great opportunity for them. But I want to emphasize again to the listeners, you do have to go. You have to register. VetTix needs to confirm that you are directly affiliated with the military so that you're assured that the tickets are going right into the hands of as folks that need them. Folks, your host, Ben Buehler-Garcia. I'm joined by Steve Weintraub, the Chief Strategy Officer for VetTix. Steve, when we come back, you'd mentioned some of your partnership with the military support organizations, but you've had some pretty exciting stuff with folks on the performance side as well. When we come back, I'd like you to chat a little bit about a recent KISS tour and what they did for a veteran. Folks, Ben Buehler-Garcia, stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back to American Warrior Radio, folks. This is Ben Buehler-Garcia. You can't see what happens here in the studio, but we're joined by Steve Weintraub, the Chief Strategy Officer for VetTix, one of my favorite organizations, supporting our members of the military, active duty military veterans, Gold Star families year-round, but particularly this time of year, we want to check in with VetTix and see how they're doing because they've grown by leaps and bounds, and they need your help to support. Give us a call, 520-751-1041 if you'd like to make a donation or ask Steve a question. Steve, I saved this one for the last just for you because you're a Marine yourself. This is one of your hero's wishes. This is a Marine sergeant. I have two wonderful daughters, age 5 and 10. Disneyland is our dream of a lifetime. I was born in Orange, California, and have fond memories of Disneyland while my father, also a Marine, was stationed at El Toro. In 2000, I enlisted in the Marine Corps, serving two combat tours beginning with the invasion of Iraq. In 2004, I got shot up pretty good in Ramadi during a firefight and subsequently retired medically in 2005. I'm currently residing in North Texas. I've been married to the love of my life for 12 years now. Her unending love makes our lives special every day. The magic of Disneyland for a few days in sunny Southern California is surely in order for her especially. And you fulfilled that wish. And, you know, you talked to Steve about how folks can respond. His response is posted, and he said, California dreamin' turned into reality with plenty of pixie dust to boot. We enjoyed the experience of a lifetime. From the moment our hero's wish was accepted, our girls Samantha and Gina began counting down. The day before traveling, they even painted my nails with pink glitter polish for the trip, and off we flew to California to celebrate Thanksgiving holiday. Now, it's got to be something pretty special for a Marine to allow his nails to be painted pink, Steve.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's all in the line of duty.
Now, I teased the folks before we went to the break. You, as I understand it from Al, your marketing guy, you guys had a very interesting relationship with KISS, the band KISS.
Yes, we, we had such a fun summer with KISS in that KISS kicked off their Freedom to Rock tour on July 4th this year. And what they wanted to do was they went back to a lot of the small towns that they played when they were just starting out, and went back to those places. Like, you know, they kicked off the tour in Tucson, but they were in places like Boise, Idaho, Spokane, Washington, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Grand Rapids, Allentown, Pennsylvania, Bridgeport, Connecticut. And so what they wanted to do was they were like, hey, how can we, you know, how can we get, you know, veterans and service members, you know, because they love the troops. They love to support them. So we got together, you know, we got connected, and through VetKicks, they donated tickets, a select amount of tickets to every show on their tour through VetKicks. And if you weren't able to get those tickets through VetKicks on that tour, you were able to get discount tickets to those shows through VetKicks on that tour. And at every tour, they stopped the show and they played the national anthem. They brought veterans up on stage. They had a color guard. One of the local color guards from that city was there. And it was just such a fun and great tour. And, you know, it sold out. It was at Casino del Sol in Tucson is where it kicked off. And, boy, it was such a great time.
Now, Steve, do you track, I'm guessing somewhere in the magic database in the sky, you track the percentage of tickets donated in each market versus the response from the military in that particular market?
Yeah, we definitely track the, you know, how many tickets are distributed, you know, how many were donated. We know we've got a really good handle on our VetKicks population demographics as far as, you know, how many VetKicksers are in which city, because we sort it by zip code. So, yeah, we track that stuff very, very close.
Now, most active duty military families are in and around generally a larger city or someplace where there's a better consciousness of these sorts of things, but I also don't want to leave out the veterans and the Gold Star families. You support them as well. There was a hero's wish that you fulfilled for a Vietnam veteran, and he was just trying to repair the relationship with his family, and VetKicks helped support that. So irregardless of the size of the market, if there's something that people could donate that would be an activity, it doesn't have to be a, you know, professional football game or a KISS concert, but would you accept something if it was just, I don't know, a day horseback riding or, you know, something at the local dirt racing track?
Yeah. You know, and if there's a ticket involved, we will take it. And you know, one of our donors, she won tickets to a rock climbing gym. Hmm. And she was like, you know, I don't rock climb, but can I donate them to VetKicks? And it was like, absolutely. So, you know, if it's a food truck festival or a minor league baseball game, and that's, you know, in those areas where you have veterans and maybe it's not a large population center where you have these minor league baseball games, we get, you know, we push out a lot of tickets to those types of events. So yeah, if anything's got a ticket, we can go ahead and get that distributed.
And you make it very easy. As I recall, I can go to the website and just sign up and tell you I've got 2 tickets, 10 tickets, 100 tickets, 1,000 tickets to whatever the event might be, and I just post it there, and you guys take care of it from that point on.
Yeah, super easy. And, you know, as I mentioned before, you know, every ticket is to tax deductible. So you receive an in-kind gift receipt, so you can write that off on your taxes.
Now, we had Randy called in earlier. He's a promoter. You guys, as I understand it, you're developing or you have developed a direct relationship now with Live Nation.
Yes, yeah, so Live Nation, we've worked with them for quite some time now, and Live Nation pretty much said, you know, we've been watching you guys from the periphery and seeing how you operate, and you know, the fact that so many of your VetKicksers attend the events, in that you know, when our VetKicksers get the tickets, they show up, and for promoters that's important because obviously they want to put butts in seats. So we have a partnership with Live Nation to where they were their major, you know, organization that they donate tickets to. And Live Nation, you know, they cover concerts, sporting events, you know, family events, everything. So it's really been a great opportunity for us and for Live Nation to get people to these events.
Now, that's a great segue. I want to remind folks, we've got our very own Nova Arizona Bowl coming up December 30th, 3:30 at Arizona Stadium. By the way, the Air Force will be playing in that game. A lot of military people might want to attend that game. They're right now looking for donations to get out to the heroes, but you can also buy a pair of tickets, donate them through VetTix. You can visit NovaArizonaBowl.com to buy those tickets. Now, Steve, how much lead time is ideal for something like this, though? We're just a couple of weeks away from that Arizona Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, we can turn it around in 2 or 3 days. Obviously the weekends kind of slow things down, but if we get tickets donated to us on a Monday, by Tuesday or Wednesday, they're up on our site at the latest. And so obviously the earlier the better, so we can promote them, but we turn pretty quick on these tickets.
Now, do you also have a system where you're tracking so that you assure that everybody gets something at some point in time and we don't have some aggressive, fellows there somewhere getting tickets every weekend?
Great question, Ben. And what we do is we have a lottery. And
okay.
That lottery, we have algorithms that are built in that ensure that the same people aren't always getting tickets. And the algorithm takes into account, has this person ever been to an event before? When was the last time? Those types of things. So we ensure that everybody gets a fair shot at attending events.
Wonderful. So, folks, you can make a cash donation to help VetTix buy the tickets to help fulfill some of these wishes. If you're a season ticket holder, you've got a couple of seats you want to give to one game or a few. If you're a corporate season ticket holder, you can give your tickets away. Your business can purchase some tickets. If you're a fan of the Tucson Roadrunners, our new hockey team here, hey, why not spread the love? Go out and buy a pair of tickets and donate them to VetTix, to a member of the local military, so they can discover the joy of that event, or cultural events too, opera, theater, whatever it might be. I guess even movie tickets, huh, Steve?
Yeah, if there's tickets involved, absolutely.
Well, there again, Steve, thank you so much for your service to our country. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Weintraub, Chief Strategy Officer for VetTix. Steve, 30 seconds. Any last thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, thanks, Ben, for everything that you do and for the opportunity to talk about VetTix. And, even if you're listening and you're not a veteran or a service member, go check us out because everybody knows a veteran or a service member. Check us out and let your friends know about us. And, every penny of every donation goes to buying more tickets or fulfilling heroes' wishes.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And again, you don't have to be active duty member. You can be a veteran, or I tell you some of the more touching stories, the Gold Star families who had planned a trip and that member of the military never came home. Thanks for tuning in, folks. You can catch this podcast and other podcasts, AmericanWarriorRadio.com, on Facebook, American Warrior Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Warrior Radio TUC. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher.com, or even the Roku streaming player. Tune in next week. We'll be talking Christmas overseas.